This week's showroom have been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Hachover Rav Yaakov Aryeh Ben Hachover Rav Yisroel. Tes Teves, Thursday the 16th of December, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Regar Ze'ev Im Kebes, and the wolf will dwell with the lamb, literal or allegorical.
Parshas Bukhukhoisai, there is a pasuk Vishpati Chai Rom in Oretz. Bukhukhoisai Telecha Vismusoisai Tishmur Vishpati Chai Rom in Oretz. Amongst the various promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is that I will eliminate wild beasts from the land. There's Machlokes and Teiras Kohenim in the Sifra between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maviram min Oilam, the meaning of this pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eliminate the species that will become extinct. Some of them are already. And that's the meaning of Mishpati Chai Rom in Haaretz. And Rabbi Shimon and Mashpisam Shalei Yaziku. Okay, they will remain in existence. However, they will become docile animals. They will not try to prey. They will not cause damage. They will become tame. And the Machlokes is, what's the pshat in the word of Mishpati Chai Rom in Haaretz? B'derech Agav, but it's a very interesting word, the Rogatchov Goyen says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and this machlokes on lishitosayu azmi. Why? Because we find the machlokes in Maseches Pesachim, the gabe the mitzvah of tashbisu. Vayem arishin tashbisu, sayim ebatechim. Tashbisu is the mitzvah sasei, which mandates that we get rid of the chometz. So the word tashbisu soir is like we should eliminate chometz. Very similar to, I will eliminate wild beasts. And the question is, what does this verb mean, hashbosa? What does it refer to? So we have in Maseches Pesachim that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chometz Ala Sreifa. The only way to be mekayem the mitzvah is through burning. Whereas the Chachomim, and usually the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, say, Ah Mefarer V'Zera L'Ruach U'Matil L'Yam. This includes crumbling or spreading in the wind and chucking into the ocean. So Rabbi Shimon says, so Rabbi Shimon says like this, what do you see here? That the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is about the word hashbosa, and it's the same machlokes. Whether when we say hashbosa, it needs to be bitul ha'etzem, the elimination of the very substance, of the very essence of the matter, or it's good enough in his lashon to have bitul ha'toyar, the elimination of the form. So therefore, the same machlokes applies. By Bir Chometz, Rabbi Yehuda insists the tashbisu means the elimination of the etzem ha'chometz, and therefore nothing less than burning will suffice. Because then nothing remains, only ashes, which there's already a chemical change, it's no longer the same thing. Mashenki Rabbi Shimon holds that it's good enough bitul ha'toyar, the form, the tzura, and therefore it's good enough to have Mefarav Zeril Ruach Matul Yam. The same is true here. Vishbati Chai Romin, or it's what does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds it means bitul ha'etzem, Mavir Romin O'ilom. And Rabbi Shimon holds that it means bitul ha'toyar, the fact that they won't be mazik, that is a change of the toyar, the form, the image of the highest Royce, the way they exist, is Manhazan. Now, it's a bit Hakdoma. In the Rambam, in Hilchas Malachim, Perikud Beis, which is the chapter number 1000 of Sefer Mishneh Torah, and it's the final chapter of Sefer Yad HaChazokah, of the Rambam's magnum opus of his Sefer Hayad. There, the Rambam writes as follows. Al Yala Lalei Shvimaisa Mashiach Yibotel Dobar Bimon Hogesh Elayla Mayiyash Roshini Vimaisa Bereshis. Let it not occur to you that in Maisa Mashiach there's going to be any deviation from nature, or physics is going to change. The world will continue the way it was. So he's got a kasha that in Parshas, in Sefer Yeshaya, in Perik Yud Aleph, there is a section which describes Melech HaMashiach. We read it in Akash of Pesach. And then there is a section that describes Yemaisa Mashiach. And in the four psukim that describe Yom HaMashiach, the entire discussion there is about how the animals will all dwell with each other, will all dwell with living beings and with each other in a peaceful manner. V'gar zevim keves, the wolf will dwell with the lamb. V'nomerim k'diyir bats, the leopard will crouch with the goat. So he says that these psukim, goes on to say that a young child will be able to take wild animals for a stroll. All these psukim, says the Rambam, moshul v'chidah, or just an analogy, a riddle, a metaphor. What's the idea? The idea is that the Yidden will dwell securely with the Goyim who are like leopards and wolves. How do we know that the goyim are compared to wild animals? Because on the Nevuas HaChurban of Yirmiyah in Capital Hay of Sefer Yirmiyah, when he describes the attacks of the enemies of the Eden on Eretz Yisrael, it says, Zeiv Arovis Yishodanim, the wolf of the forest will despoil them, and a leopard will lie in siege on their cities, which the Rambam understands doesn't mean that they will be attacked by wild animals, but means that they will be attacked by Rishoim who are Meshulim Kichayis Rois. If we find this in the Vuas HaChurban, so too we can say, if it applies to the doomsday prophecies of Yirmiyah, we can apply the same interpretation to the Nevuas HaGeula of Yeshayah, that the Gorazin in Keves refers to not a transformation of the carnivorous animals, but a moshul for the Goyim and the Yidden. And he goes on to say, the Achzer Kulam Ladas Emes, they will all return to the truth, and they won't steal, but they will live peacefully with the Jewish people. And that's the meaning of the pasuk. And say, for Yeshayah, where it says, V'ariyeh kaboko yechol teven, it doesn't mean that the lion is going to become vegetarian, but it means that the umos, which tear their prey, allegorically speaking, will eat straw, will no longer do that. They will engage in that which is permissible, legal, without any tyranny, without any wildness. Similarly, everything else which we find in the Gabi Mashiach or Mesholim, we can't always know what the Moshe refers to. Don't worry. When it happens, we'll know. Then we'll know what it refers to, what they alluded to. That there is no difference between the present era in which we live now and the Moshe Mashiach, but Shibud Malchus, as if to say that there's nothing supernatural going to happen. This is the Rambam, and the Rambam says the same thing in his Sefer Meir Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, more or less, and also in his Egeres Tchias HaMeisim, although there he says something very interesting. In his Egeres Tchias HaMeisim, he refers to this statement, but he says that which I said, that it's only going to be allegorical, is not absolute, he says, because I never had a prophecy in this matter, nor did I have a tradition from the Chachamim. But I said this based on my opinion that my tendency is always to interpret things in the most natural way and to avoid the supernatural as much as possible. There are supernatural things, such as Chiyas HaMeisim, when the time will come, but things like the Gozev and Kevis, I prefer to explain it naturally. And we know that this is a tendency of the Rambam. For example, in Tosfos Yom Tov, in the very first Perek of Mishnayos, in Masechet Brachos, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Hareini Kaven Shivim Shana, where the Gemara says that Yisrachish Leinisa, that he grew hair, which made him look like 70, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says that he became old because of his toil, of his Aravanya, and the Tosfos Yom Tov says there that the Rambam goes to Shikosei, who seeks to bring everything into natural terms, and that's what the Rambam says about himself there in the Egeres Tchias HaMeisim. But he doesn't preclude the other possibility. At any rate, this is certainly the Rambam's view, that it's only going to be a Moshel. This is the view of Ibn Ezra also in his commentary on Sefer Yeshayah. Comes again the Ravid and says, Omar Avraham, short line as usual, V'haloi b'Torah, but there's a pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Mukhikosa, V'hishbati chayo ro min oretz. Pasuk in Parshas Mukhikosa, I will eliminate wild beasts. So what's the Rambam going to do with this pasuk? Now, we need to understand, first of all, what's the pshat and the kasha of the Ravid. Because, as the Migdal Oiz and the Merkavis HaMishnah both taina, why can't the Rambam do the same with the pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai that he does with the pasukim in Sefer Yeshayah? Just like he says, the Gozev in Keves refers to a moshel, to the Umas Ha'olam who will live in peace with the Eden, so too, Mishpat Ha'olam and Oretz could be referring to wild beasts. They even bring an example that we find when Yaakov said, Chai Roach Ha'olam, Mitznot Bo'i Roach HaKodesh, that he was referring also to Eshes Potiphar. So we see, he says, that Chai Roach, even in Chumash can have another allusion, although I find this questionable, because there, Mitznot Bo'i Roach HaKodesh is not the Afukei Trita Shal Mikra, it's not going to exclude the Poshto Pshat of Chai Roach. It's coming to say that in addition to the Pashto Pshat, Mitzvah Sabir Ruch HaKodesh. But here, you would have to say that Chayro only means a Moshul. At any rate, they ask, why can't you say the same thing? Why can't you say the same thing? And so therefore, we need to understand what's the Kasha of the Ravid, and we need to understand what the Rambam would say the issue of the Kasha of the Ravid, or what is the Machlokes Beinehem. So, looking around amongst some of the later commentaries, we find several suggestions. One suggestion is, and the Mekavas HaMishnah already alludes to this, where he says that the Taina of the Ravid is V'haloi Batoira. That the Ravid holds that in V'im Uksuvim it's possible that things should be a Moshul V'chida. But in Chamishi Chumshi Toira that's not an acceptable possibility. Why not? So I saw two Purushim. Both of them are Yotzei Mibeis Brisk. One Pirush is that based on the Rambam and Hilchos Yisoida HaTorah. The Rambam and Hilchos Yisoida HaTorah in Perek Zayin differentiates between the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. And he says that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was Kasklari Hamira, like Chazal tell us. He saw the facts the way they were. Whereas the other prophets, they saw things Baspaklari Sheheinu Meira, which means they saw things B'moshul V'chida. He uses exactly the same Lashon. They saw things in disguise. And Bamela, he says, the other prophets of Nevi'im, since they saw B'moshul V'chida, so they recorded what they saw. And therefore, it's possible that what they're saying is not literal. And when he says, because even Keves, that was the Moshul that Yeshayah saw, and that was what he recorded. Mashenke, when you see something in Torah, Shebiksav, Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning Chumash Chumshe Torah. So then, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have seen, so to speak, that it was referring to the Umas Ha'ilam and the Bnei Yisrael, then he would have said that. That's that pshat. The truth, however, is I don't know whether this pshat holds water, because, as we will see, the question of how the prophet visualizes his prophecy is not necessarily the same way that he records it. It's possible that a prophet should see something literally and put it down in prose and poetry, And it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu should see things Baspakari Hamira, and he should still employ a term of Moshul in describing things. In other words, I'm not convinced that the fact that the prophet sees something Baspakari Sheinu Meira means that is the same discussion as what type of language the Novi or the Kosov employs when actually writing it down. Rambam certainly doesn't say so in Hilchos Yisoida HaTorah, and the idea that the two are interconnected is not necessarily muchrach. Another pshat I saw, and that's in the name of Rav David Soloveitchik, Shlita, that he quotes, if you look at the end of now, and it's published at the end of the Gemara Brachos, the Braisa of Lamed Beis Midas. It's Lamed Beis Midas Shatayin and Reshes Behem. So there it says in Lamed Beis Midas that the five Dibi Nevi'im Uksuvim Shadibru B'Derech Moshul. Then it says like this: Avol B'Divrei Torah Mitzvah I'ato Yochel Adonishon Medoshel Moshul Chutz Mishleish Advarim. When it comes to Divrei Torah Mitzvah, in contrast to Divrei Nevi'im, you can't be Dairish Meloshon Moshul, the Lamed Beis Midas is Bamedvon Mamun Bedivrei Kabbalah. I will be the Torah Mitzvah, Iyata Yochel Dairish Meloshon Moshul, Chutz Mishloisha Dvarim Sherebi Shmuel Dairish Meloshon Moshul. One of them is Yochum Yisalach Bachutz Al Meshantoi, or Imzorchol of Hashemesh, famous Gemara. But these halachas are not to be in these psukim, even though they're written in the context of halacha, are not to be understood kipshutam, but they are understood as a moshul. Baruch ha'adava kishemesh. Of course, hasimla is another pasuk which is also written in a halachic context, but doesn't necessarily mean kipshutam. So he says that from these brises, mashmatake, that there is a distinction between divrei kabbalah, which means nevi'im k'suvim, and divrei Torah mitzvah. So we have here a clear mocker for this division which the Ravid is supposedly alluding to. Now, this is again a plausible pshat, That is what they tell you, that in the Meforshim of the Brais of the Lamed Neizmidis, the parish of Maharzu, Zeinwolf, Einhorn, he says that the Pshat is not a chilik between the Vim and the Vitari. The Pshat is between mitzvah and prophecies. It means like this. If someone comes along and says that a certain pasuk is not to be understood kipshutoi, so he doesn't become an apikoros as a result of it. Maybe he's wrong, maybe he's right. But in a mitzvah, if someone says, "Pshat a mitzvah yidecho v'hoilu titofes ben yidecho," doesn't mean kipshutoi, then that's kfir. Now this pshat is alluded to, or even stated explicitly, in the Rishonim themselves. In the Rashba, in Shuvas HaRashba, Simon Tess, Rashba writes explicitly that those people, those Rishonim, it seems to be alluding to the Rambam, who he says, when they reach Psukim, which seem to be counterintuitive in their meaning, they explain them as a Moshel, Mesim Inyan Akrim Mikrois Moshel, Lefish Ein Doichik Oysa Inyan Nevui Oy Mitzvah. The Rambam himself in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, says that a person becomes an apikoros when he is hoitzi dovar shel mitzvah mipshutoi, when he takes a matter of a mitzvah and means it's shelo kipshutoi, which is that a person takes, like I said, an example of a mitzvah. It says in the Torah you have to do this, and he says it means something else. It means it doesn't mean you should put on tefillin on your hand or your head. It means you should have God in your heart and in your mind. So that's already apikorsis. Hariz Rosh Badoya apikoris v'loshim haramba. But if it's not a mitzvah, then you do find the Rav Psukim which are b'derech moshel. We know that the Rambam himself explained many Psukim in the Torah, if not b'derech moshel, but al kaponim, he said that they only occurred b'machazei hanavuah. Yeah, such as, for example, the whole story with the, and there are other Rishonim as well, which explain the story of the snake and Chava, not as a literal occurrence, but either as a moshel or as something which occurred from Machzei Hanavuah. Right, so that's one example. So we see that this happens even in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So Machloek is Rishonim. And similarly, Benegeh to the Maisa of Bilam with the Osoin as well, there is a Machloekis, and the Rambam holds that this only happened, again, from Machzei Hanavuah. But it didn't happen as a literal occurrence, even though in Chumash it's described as happening literally. So both in terms of relegating the meaning to, even though the pasuk itself doesn't apply anything about dreams or prophecies, they do so. And in the case of the snake, which is in the first parasha of the Torah, we find that even in Chamisha Chumashi Torah, there are cases where the Rishonim will say that something is actually a moshel, or the Yitzhara, the Yitzhatov, etc., etc. And it doesn't mean literally that there was actually a snake that spoke, you know, with vocal cords, etc., etc. Which therefore, although I'm mentioning these two terutzim, these two biurim, and I want to suggest here a third pshat about what the meaning of the Ravid's hasogus is. Quite a simple pshat. It's not a lomdus, but it's a simple pshat of what the Ravid means to say. Why the Ravid is mastered on the Rambam with God in the Shpati Chai Romin Oretz? Well, one pshat I saw, it could be that the Ravid holds, then in other words, till now we're trying to explain based on the fact that it's Kosov Batoira, that it's in Torah, in Chamisha Chumshi Torah versus Nevi'im Aksuri. Now I'm suggesting, no, the Ba'etzem, provided it's not a mitzvah, just like you can say the Gozev and Keves and the Nevi'im means Shalei Kipshutai Huadin, you can say that in say Parshas B'chut Kodisai as well. So what does he mean by the cost of a Torah? So someone I saw says he means, because we see that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, I mentioned right at the beginning, clearly learn pshat in this nevuah that it's a shini b'maisa b'rishis. Why? Because one says mashpisan min ha'olam and one says mashpisan shalei aziku. That's a shini b'maisa b'rishis. So that's one possibility. But then it's not a raya from the pasuk; it's a raya from Chazal. And the Rambam could say that Shmuel, who holds the name of Mazel Meis Mashiach Lashir Malchus Bavad, will disagree and he'll interpret the pasuk allegorically. Well, I think the pshat is poshet. If you have a pasuk in the Torah which is written in the context of Dvorim Pshutim, with 9 psukim, 10 psukim here at the beginning of Parashas B'chu Kodisai, where everything else does not lend itself to a moshel, and there is no calling to explain it as a moshel. So Kunasati Gishmechem Vitom, Venosnor Tihulo, Veitsa Soviet Imperial, Vinci Lechem Daish, Spotsi, Ravotsi Yasik Zora, Rachal Tanach Mechem Soiva, Vishav Tim Vetter Bautzchem, Nasati Shalomoritz, Shav Tim Machin. Suddenly, oops, Vishmachin Hai Roman Oritz, this is a Moshul, Vichido, this is for something which is, you know, it doesn't mean literally, but it refers to the Unus Oilam. So that's Taka. That's the taina of the Ravid. Halikosa b'Toira, meaning the pasuk in context, where it is written in Torah shebiksav, clearly indicates that we're talking about something literal. Because even keves is written in the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im there taka could be. Fakir, the Rambam says at the end of the pasukim there, it says lo yorei v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kodshi ki mol ha'aretz teres Hashem. So the Rambam in Gest Chisamism says the Pesukim itself imply that it's not literal. Why? Because who is it shaykh to say Kimol Oros Deyas Hashem? Not Lagabe beasts, animal kingdom. It's shaykh to say that Lagabe human beings. So therefore, that itself indicates that the Nevuas of the Gazir and Keres, which are in the Pesukim just before that, culminating with God, with Velo Yorei, Velo Yashkisi, B'chol HaKoshi, Kimol Oros Deyas Hashem, refers to human beings who will become more intelligent, who will become more tuned into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result of that will not be Mazik. So Ramayla, there in Yeshayah, there's definitely room to say there's nothing which forces us to say it means Kipshutoi. Mashiach in here, where you'd have to airlift this pasuk Vishvatichai Roman Oris and treat it differently in all the surrounding psukim, there the Ravid holds that this is not taught. What would the Rambam say? So there's two possibilities. One possibility is that actually the Rambam would hold that this pasuk v'hishpati chai rom in oretz has got nothing to do with Yemos HaMashiach at all, and actually it doesn't refer to Shinui HaTeva, and it's supposed to be understood literally. How so? Compare the brachas at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai to the klolos in the Teichacha afterwards. What does it say in the Teichacha in the Hemshech of Vayikra Perek Chavov? It says that if you don't behave yourself, which is the opposite. No agricultural success, no fruit. And then, in a couple of psukim later, it says, I will send amongst you the beasts of the field, and they will destroy you and your animals, and they will consume you, and everything will become desert. Now, it's very clear when it says that what we're talking about is an invasion of wild animals that are coming from the forest into the mainland. So that's the pshat. If you don't behave yourself, then they start to look at you in period, and they shlach tivachem as chayas asoda. So b'meila, when we go back now to the brachas, which are in contrast to the kolos, so it's very understandable. When it says it's asodi yitin piryoi, and then it says vishpati chay roman oretz v'cherem loisavir ba'artzchem, it means not that the animals will cease to exist either completely, as in the opinion of Rabbi Huda, or in the shinui hatoya that it won't be mazik like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, but vishpati chay roman oretz means quite simple that Kodesh Baruch will prevent that there shouldn't be any unwanted invasion of shlach haschayis roes coming in from the forest to the mainlands, which happened several times, we find in Tanakh, and also in Hilchos Taanios, in Rambam, we see, based on Maseches Taanios, that there are some times when they would make a fast because of animals invading. In fact, it happened if there wasn't enough food in the forest, sometimes the animals would come out of the forest into the mainland, so the things that wouldn't happen. So I was a bit scared to say that, because it fits in very nicely. And the Rambam may very well hold like this. But the Yishti Golfen, I found this in Mefurash Ramban. He says, the Ramban, the Apostle there, Hala Torah says, he doesn't bring this raya from the Brochus versus the Kloris, but the Pshat, he says in his Loshen is, the Kipshuto, the meaning of this Apostle, is Shalai Yavoyu Chayis Rois Ba'artzom. Kibbehi Yois HaSohor, Uvirvois HaToiva, Vehi Yois HaOrim Maleis Odom, Leitavoyno Chayis B'Yishuv. That when there is plenty of food and when there is an abundance of good, and the cities are full of people, then the chayis won't come into the yishuv. Very simple, and that's the meaning of Mishpat Chai Rom and Oros according to the Rambam. And therefore, there's no reference here at all to Yemos HaMashiach. which also explains another thing, that in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Malachim, the Rambam brings two sources from Chumash for the whole union of Mashiach. One he says Bilam, Erenu Leatash, Erenu Lekori, and the other is a Chosik in Parshas Nitzavim. He says these are the only two sources, and Ori Miklot, sorry, three sources in Yarchiv Hashem Estrulcha. So why doesn't he bring the pasuk Hishbati Chai Roman Horetz? If it's Kipshuto, if it's allegorical, why doesn't he bring this as a source for him of Mashiach? The Teretz is according to the Rambam, this has got nothing to do with Moses Mashiach. This has got to do with the Torah saying of Schal Ha'inesh, which applies across the board. And Hishbati Chai Roman Horetz is telling you that they won't come into the mainland. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Taanis that Kol HaTzoimos HaAilu, all the five fasts that we fast, including tomorrow's fast, Tzoimo Asiri, Asirin Libotel, are destined to become extinct. There will no longer be fasts. And he quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah, which predicts this. And then he says, "V'loyoid, and shasidin liyos yomim toivim," that the fast days that we have will become yomim toivim. Yeah, and he writes this lahalacha. This is not in a sefer of a galut. He writes this lahalacha. Yeah. I saw in some sefer from Parshas Vayeshlach, and I saw he has an interesting shaila. What would be the din if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos? Which day will become the Yom Tov? Will it be the Shabbos, which is the essential Tisha B'Av, or will it be Sunday, which is Tisha B'Av Nidcha, when the actual fast took place? Yeah. Okay, that's for another shmuz, Mitzvah Hashem. We can discuss that hakira. But Akoponim, it's a real thing. We say that the Tzoymus will become Yom Tovim. The Emes is, it's not such a transformation, because Yeshaya Novi says that the whole meaning of a Tzoym is that it's a Yom Rotzon Hashem. I think I heard before a little bit the tail end of the Shia in Halachas. The union of a Tzoyim, okay, we have to fast, but the essence of the Tzoyim is that it's a Yom Rotzen. It's a time when we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. We find that even Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. Yeah, what's Pshat HaMoed? A Moed Pshat HaMetrech Tzich Tzadam. It's Kaka Metrech Tzich Afan HaVeilus, not of a Simcha, but there is a special connection. Nowadays, Bizman HaGolus, the Eis Rotzen is Vet Kipravet, is conducted in the way of mourning, it's connected with Avedah Sechurban, and Teshuvah, the Avedah of Teshuvah. The Osir Lavoi will be the same Eis Rotzen, but since there will no longer be the negative side, it will be transformed to a Yom Tov. So, Ramayla, we finish off today's Shir with the Tefillin Bakosha, and we should utilize the opportunity of Asara B'Tavis, which is the first the tzomis leading towards the Churban Beis Hamikdash, to contemplate, to be introspective, and to be misakin that which requires tikkun, and b'meila we will be zoicha soon to the gozev and keves, and whether it will be literal or allegorical, we'll see then in the words of the Rambam of Yemos Hamelach Hamashiach Yivod Al Hakol. Then we'll be able to dot the I's and cross the T's.